This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If this is Wednesday, and it is, this must be day 33 of the shutdown, and it is. Our attention today is drawn to a disconnect in how this shutdown is being talked about, specifically by the White House. Larry Kudlow, the chairman of the National Economic Council, said on CNBC yesterday that when you look at it big picture, gross domestic product-wise, really top level, the effects of this shutdown are going to be temporary, and all will be forgiven, economically at least, when the government reopens. We'll get it all back, Kudlow said. Here's the thing about that, though. Kudlow is talking macro economy, super high level. We live in the day-to-day micro economy. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with a little bit of compare and contrast.
On the first of the month, Jerry Stevenson, a furloughed research scientist in Houston, will have to pay rent and make payments on her car and student loans.
Those are kind of the big ones that I have been thinking about and trying to plan for.
Her strategy on all other expenses? Stall. She's delaying auto repairs, not taking her two dogs, Daisy and Daisy, for their annual vet checkup. Stevenson's also pulled money out of an IRA, which means she'll have to pay a penalty and owe some taxes.
And I'm putting everything onto credit card, which is not great, but it gives me a little bit of extra time.
But that racks up interest. Ken Kuttner is an econ professor at Williams College.
It's terrible for the worker, but in the aggregate, it's not lost income, it's not lost spending.
And here's where the lens we're looking through matters, whether we're looking at Stevenson's situation or the overall economy. Because interest generates income for the credit card company, and Stevenson's still spending, so that's still contributing to GDP. She just has to absorb the cost to make that happen. Carl Tenenbaum is chief economist at Northern Trust.
To be sure, we will regain some of the lost activity.
Daisy and Daisy will eventually get to the vet. They were both adopted, by the way, and came with their names.
If people are given back pay, then their spending will revert to more normal levels. In fact, for a while, it may exceed normal levels because they have to catch up on the things that they weren't buying.
But Tenenbaum says some spending just won't happen, even once the government reopens. And he worries the shutdown, along with things like the trade war and Brexit, are starting to weigh on consumers' confidence. Less confident consumers might spend less in the future. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.